The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 23, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasa Thikari, recorded on November 1st, 2015, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Tam visvakshum abhipretya mahapurusha kinkara sahasa hashyata tashya tatra antardadhire anagha tang visvakshum abhipretya Mahapurusha kinkara sahasa pashyatastasya tatrantar dadhire naga om vivakshum abhipretya Mahapurusha kinkara sahasa pashyatastasya Tatrantar tadare naka Tam him Ajamiyo Vivakshum desiring to speak Abhipretya understanding Mahapurusha Kinkara the order carriers of Lord Vishnu Sahasa, suddenly, Pashyata, Tasya, while he looked on, Tatra, there, Antardadhire, disappeared, Anaga, O sinless Maharaj Parikshit. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O sinless Maharaj Parikshit, the order carriers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vishnu Dutas, saw that Ajamil was attempting to say something, and thus they suddenly disappeared from his presence. The Shastras say, Papishtaye Dirachara Deva Banamanindaka. Apatya bhojanaste sham akale maranam dhruvam. For persons who are papishta, very sinful, and dirachara, misbehaved or very unclean in their habits, who are against the existence of God, who disrespect Vaishnavas and Brahmins, and who eat anything and everything, untimely death is sure. It is said that in Kali Yuga, one has a maximum lifetime of 100 years. But as people become degraded, the duration of their lives decreases, prayanapayusha. Because Ajamil was now free from all sinful reactions, his lifetime was extended, even though he was to have died immediately. When the Vishnu Dutas saw Ajamil trying to say something to them, they disappeared to give him a chance to glorify the Supreme Lord. Since all his sinful reactions had been vanquished, he was now prepared to glorify the Lord. Indeed, one cannot glorify the Lord unless one is completely free from all sinful activities. This is confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Jaisham tvantagadam papam jnanam punyakarmanam tvidandamahamirmukta vidantemang dridavrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. The Vishnudutas has made Ajamil aware of devotional service so that he might immediately become fit to return home back to Godhead. To increase his eagerness to glorify the Lord, they disappeared so that he would feel separation in their absence. In the mode of separation, glorification of the Lord is very intense. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Sajiva Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine. So the very last word of this purport is the word intense. In the mode of separation, glorification of the Lord is very intense. So this intensity of absorption in Krishna consciousness is something that is actually very desirable. If we're not intensely Krishna conscious, that means we're not fully Krishna conscious. Our minds are dancing here, dancing there like monkeys. Little Krishna, little Maya, little Krishna, little Maya. You understand? We all have that experience. We neophytes have that experience. Our minds are like dancing monkeys, not so intensely focused in Krishna consciousness. So we have to learn this art of how to become intensely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada explains here that this happens, we're in the mood of separation. Separation means you're hankering like anything to be reunited with your beloved. So this mood of separation is very much recommended in our sampradaya. Very much recommended. Just like Lord Chaitanya prays in the Shikshastakam, Jagayatam Nameshena Chakshusha Prabhishayatam Shunyayatam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. Prabhupada explains that actually this mood of being separated from your beloved is more enjoyable than meeting your beloved. Meeting is called yoga, separation is called vigyoga. Prabhupada says actually that it is more blissful to be separated than it is to be united. That doesn't make sense from a material viewpoint, but actually it's a fact. When you're intensely missing someone, your feeling of love increases. Even there was a pop song back in the 60s called Sealed with a Kiss, about some boy who was separated from his girlfriend for the summer. And he said, I'm hearing her voice everywhere. In separation, he was feeling more connected. And his expression of love was more intense than he ever expressed when he was with his girlfriend, you see. So this is a mundane example. But the same thing applies in Krishna consciousness. However, the more we can feel separated from Krishna, the more we will experience Krishna everywhere. Therefore, our Goswamis, they very much were in this mood. It's described by our Goswami in the Goswami Ashtakam. Hey Radhe Rajadevi ke chalalite he nanda sunukutaha shri govardhana kalpa padapatale kalindi vanekutaha. The Goswamis are chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan. Queen of Vrindavan, Radharani, O Lalita, O son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan, or are you under the trees on the bank of the Jamuna? Prabhupada says these are their moods of executing Krishna consciousness. Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? You see. Prabhupada very much encouraged this mood. He even actually wrote one letter to Shama Sundar. He said he wanted the Beatles to write songs of separation from Krishna. And actually George did that. That song, you know, My Sweet Lord, It Takes So Long to See You, It Takes So Long to Be You, Be With You. That My Sweet Lord, Prabhupada liked that song very much. It was a song of wanting to be with Krishna, but not being with him yet, you see. So if we can develop this intense mood of wanting to become fully awakened in Krishna consciousness, you see. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. My dear Lord Krishna, Lord of the universe, Jagannath, please come to my vision, you see. This intense desire to want to see Krishna, you see, to want to be with Krishna, to want to be there in the pastimes of Krishna, back in his transcendental abode. This mood of hankering is very, very beneficial for our Krishna consciousness. So it should be encouraged, this mood of separation and hankering. Actually, Prabhupada describes in one purport how there are people wandering in Vrindavan looking, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? He says even though they don't see Krishna, their mood of hankering to see Krishna is the same as seeing Krishna. So the more we can have this intense desire, where is my Krishna? Where is my beloved Krishna? How can I be with him? How can I reestablish my relationship with Krishna? You see, this is very, very beneficial for us. Krishna is so amazing person, actually. He's the most desirable of all personalities we could ever want to have the association of. When you associate with Krishna, you're connected with everything. You see? Because everything is there within Krishna. Krishna is the origin of everything. Everything exists within Krishna. When you're connected with Krishna, you are connected with absolutely everything. And when you're not connected with Krishna, well, what can I say? You're disconnected. You see? So somehow or other, we have to get that connection with Krishna. In this age, it is not difficult. And this is the easiest age to get connected. You see? Simply this Harinama, 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 Kevalam. Simply by chanting the name of Krishna, Krishna becomes present. Prabhupada told one of my god sisters, he said, when you chant japa, feel the presence of Krishna. This was his first advice to her. He said, if you can't do that, then focus on the sound vibration. But the first instruction was, feel the presence of Krishna. So Krishna is there. When I say Krishna, he's fully present. You see? Problem, what is the problem? It's our lack of realization. We don't realize it. You see, this is a difficulty. We're lacking in realization. Rupa Goswami has very, very nicely realized what is the great power, potency, and nectar in the name. He says, Tunde tandavane viting vitinate tundavali lamdiye karna krodha gadamani gatayate kridai mridari braspraham shetra pangana sangani vijayate sirvendriyanam kritim no jane janita triyadbir amritai krishneti varnadvai. He says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, Krishna is dancing, literally dancing on my tongue, oozing out so much nectar that what this one little mouth can hold. And then when Krishna enters the holes of my ears, oh, there's so much nectar that I need billions and trillions of ears to capture that nectar. And then when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, I'm stunned, I'm paralyzed in a state of transcendental wonderment. So, I don't know about your japa, but I'm not there yet. You see, we got a ways to go. We're neophytes. When you're lamenting, you only have one mouth, then your japa is improving, you see. Then your japa is really taken off. If only I had millions of mouths, you see. We need to come to that point, you see. But we can feel separation from that point. And that is also good, you see. When will that feeling of pure love awaken within my heart? When will I stop embracing Maya, you see? This is very good laments, you see. Very good laments. Such transcendental lamentation makes us very dear to Guru and makes us very dear to Krishna, you see. So really, all we really have to do is mend our broken hearts. Our hearts are broken. It's like you have your automobile is out of order, it doesn't work. It's out of order, you got to take it out of the mechanic, get it fixed. Well, we have our mechanic. The spiritual master is our mechanic. We have our chief mechanic, Srila Prabhupada, you see. He's the ultimate mechanic of all of us. We have the chief mechanic. We have assistant mechanics. And we have to take our heart into the shop for a heart repair, you see. Our hearts are screwed up. They're full of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Therefore, when we chant Krishna, we don't experience Krishna in full. We only get a little tiny bit of Krishna, you see. But we need to learn the heart, the art of how to fully experience Krishna when we associate with Krishna, as we're doing every time we vibrate his name. This process will take us there. We just simply have to plug into it, that's all. You don't have to be a great philosopher. You don't have to be a great yogi. You don't have to be a great philanthropist or a genius or anything. All you have to do is to be sincere. Sincerity is all that is required. If you're simply sincere that I want to awaken pure love of God within my heart, Krishna will reciprocate with them. Tesham satata yuktanam brajatam pitti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upiyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding how they can come to me. So just be sincere, you see. So somebody said, well, how do I become sincere? And I asked, it was when Mataji in Auckland, after the class, she came and said, well, how can I become sincere? I asked her, did you sincerely ask that question? She's a very smart girl. She said, well, not sincerely enough. Actually, everyone here is sincere. I mean, we're not being paid to be here, right? I mean, anybody getting a salary for sitting here in the temple? No, we're here out of sincerity. Now we just have to understand we're on the right track. Now just keep increasing that sincerity, that's all. Keep weeding out the insincerities. We have to be very introspective. We have to psychoanalyze ourselves constantly. Is there any lust creeping in? Is there any anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy? You have to always be psychoanalyzing yourself. And when you notice some foreign, unwanted mentality is creeping into your heart, kick him out with boot. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave a very nice formula for bringing that mind under control. He says, in the morning you get up and you beat your mind with shoes 100 times. In the evening, give the shoes a break and take that broom out of the broom closet. Beat your mind 100 times with the shoes, you see. Our minds are rascals. In our present neophyte state, our minds are simply rascals. So we have to bring those rascals under control, get them fixed in Krishna consciousness. And I see some questions are coming forward, written down on paper. Might as well pass them up so we can start answering these questions. Okay. It has been said, unless one is free from sinful activities, one cannot glorify the Lord. So what are we neophytes on the lower stage doing? Well, Prabhupada is already freed from sinful activities. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. By Prabhupada's mercy, he's put us in a position by these regulated principles that we can chant Hare Krishna. We can actually chant Hare Krishna, glorify Krishna, because Prabhupada has taken away our four pillars of happy, so-called happiness and given us spiritual life. It is better to think something. Is it better to think something when you're chanting japa? Or is it better to sleep if you don't have any taste for the name? In other words, I don't have any taste for the name, so I'm just going to think about, well, you know, when's prasadam and... when am I going to go down to Loy Bazaar and pick up a new dhoti and sari? And I'll think about that during my japa to stay awake. Now, come on. If you're sleepy, stand up. If you're still sleepy, walk back and forth. If you're still sleepy, go take a nap and then chant your japa. I mean, you really have to get serious about japa yoga. Otherwise, you're prolonging your stay in the cycle of birth and death. You can't fix your mind on Krishna now. What's going to happen to you at the time of death, Prabhu? What's going to happen to you at the time of death, Mataji? If you can't fix your mind on Krishna now, where are you going to be at the time of death? Going to another body in the material world. So work hard. You understand this is my most important thing. I have to learn how to fix my mind on Krishna. That's it. Okay. How can I fully understand that I can simultaneously connect with the Krishna and at the same time hanker for that connection? Well, that hankering is the best connection. Hankering to be with Krishna, that is the best connection. So just keep hankering, be connected with Krishna. Can we say that going to Mangalarti is the same important like the four regulated principles? Well, probably, actually, Mangalarti is very important because by tasting the sweetest nectar of associating with Krishna in the early morning hours, you lose all interest in for breaking the principles, you see. If you get that higher taste of connecting with Krishna during the Brahma Muharta when things are 1,000 times more spiritually powerful, you see what I'm saying? If you can get that higher taste, and who cares about illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling? Spit on it, you know what I mean? So if you don't go to Mangalarti, you sleep, you get up after the sun comes up, then you're going to be lusty, you're going to be greedy, you're going to be angry. All these bad qualities will be there. So it's very important if you want to follow regulative principles, you should come to Mangalarti. If you're living at home, get up and have a Mangalarti at home. You see? Let's see which ones I've... Let's start the ones I've answered, the ones I haven't answered. You said in your book, Uttama Bhakti, that when someone comes back to Krishna, remember everything he did. How was that? There's actually, one day I was back in Prabhupada's room over here, and every day they put a letter down. It's a wonderful thing. I learned from Gopal Krishna Maharaj, you read that letter. When you go into Prabhupada's room, he would always read the letter. So one day I read that letter, and Prabhupada was saying how when you go back to Godhead, you remember the activities you had here in the material world of coming to Krishna consciousness. And that was really wonderful. In other words, we can remember being an ISKCON devotee. Actually, Prabhupada said we will have another ISKCON in the spiritual world. So we can remember all those wonderful days we had preaching, and the wonderful days we had with our God brothers, wonderful festival I had. We can remember all these wonderful experiences, how I became a devotee, how I got initiated, you know, how I was on that morning walk or with Prabhupada or whatever memories one may have, you see, those won't go away. Those become strengthened when in the realized position of prema. If one falls down, one should pick himself up and happily carry on, says the Lord. But if I fall many times with this instruction and get involved in my anartha katha in my head, can you please elaborate on this situation? How can one properly carry on and understand this? It doesn't really matter how many times you fall down, as long as you keep getting up. But don't try not to fall more than once or twice. Prabhupada actually told me one time. He said, once or twice, Krishna may excuse, but beyond that, you risk losing everything. So if you have some difficulty, you know, once or twice, yeah, but I mean, if you become habituated to falling down, it's a very bad thing and it can ruin everything. So if you slip along the way, then pick yourself up and ask for help. You've got to be humble. Devotees who are puffed up, you see, and they fall down, they don't want to humble themselves. They have a hard time picking themselves up. But the devotee is very humble, you see. If he has some difficulty, he can overcome that because he knows how to take shelter of Vaishnavas. He knows how to take shelter of Guru. So the real protection against fall down is humility. That's the protection. Just be very humble and Krishna will protect you from falling down. How can we have this intense something, can't read it, hankering perhaps for Krishna when we have no memory of being united with him? In other words, how can I desire to be back with Krishna when I never don't remember having been with him? Well, that's all right. You can desire to meet him for the first time also. We do have deep within us memories of being with Krishna in his original form or an expanded form, if we're from Vaikuntha realm. We do have those memories deep, 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 deep within us. But we don't have access to them now, you see. So we can hanker to meet, we're thinking for the first time, still we can hanker, you see. You see. Just like I remember when I joined ISKCON, before I joined, I was invited twice by Bhakti Madhurya Govinda to come, actually once by him and once by another devotee, to meet Prabhupada, and I was so puffed up, I didn't go. But then after meeting Vishnu Janaswami, I was convinced, yeah, I want to be a devotee of Prabhupada, you know, this is where it's at. But then Prabhupada was far away, I didn't have a chance to meet him, but I was so much desiring to meet Prabhupada. So even though I had no memory, deep within, I must have had some contact with him in the spiritual world before we entered here. But from what I can remember, I had no contact with Prabhupada at all. So I was very intensely hankering. So even if you're thinking for the first time, that's all right. You see, I want to meet Krishna. I want to be with Krishna. I want to see Krishna. This is very nice. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patigami Bhava to me. Please come to my vision. Of course, how does one qualify? You don't gate crash your way. You have to qualify. Prabhupada said, you act in such a way that Krishna will want to come see you. That's how you see Krishna. Not that I'm going to force my way in, you see. You can't force your way in. But when you act in such a way that Krishna wants to see you, that's when you get Krishna's darshan. But there are other interesting stories in this connection. Prabhupada gave us one story. There was one thief. And he noticed a Bhagavatam class going on. He thought, there's a good place to do a little pickpocketing. He came into the Bhagavatam class and looked for something to steal. This is a good opportunity. All these devotees sitting here, maybe I can steal, grab a purse, you know, when they're absorbed in hearing the Bhagavatam. But the Bhagavatam speaker was saying that there, in Vrindavan there's this boy Krishna and he's wandering about with no parental supervision and he's loaded with valuable jewels. The thief went, aha! I will go to Vrindavan and I will steal those jewels from that little boy. Of course, this was many centuries ago. But, so anyway, he heads out. There was no bus service, no airplanes, no taxis. He went walking across India to Vrindavan. I will go to Vrindavan and I will find that boy, Krishna, and I will become a millionaire overnight. Prabhupada said like that. So he's wandering, he comes to Vrindavan, he's wandering here, wandering there, Keshigad, Govardhan, Jamuna, everywhere, you know, Kamyavan going here, there, where is that Krishna? Where is? And Krishna was so kind, even though he was coming to steal jewels, Krishna revealed himself to that thief, if you can imagine, Krishna's mercy. And sure enough, as soon as he saw the boy, he said, "Oh, Krishna, you have so many nice jewels, can you give me some?" And then Krishna played the role of being the scolded son of Mother Jasoda. He said, "Oh, no, no, no. Mother Jasoda, she will scold me very much. She will scold me. No, I can't." And then the thief actually became purified by the darshan of Krishna. And he completely forgot about the jewels. And he realized he had, just like Dhruva had realized, he realized, now I've got the rarest jewel. I've got Krishna's association. Then Krishna said, "All right, now you can take whatever you like," you see. So even Papa gave this example. Even if you have a material desire for seeing Krishna, Krishna can fulfill that desire. But if your desire is spiritual, then you're 1,000 times better off, you see. So this is very good. So here we go. Surrendering to Krishna at every moment, what does it mean? Engage your mind always in thinking of Krishna. Become his devotee. Offer your obeisances. Absorb yourself completely in Krishna. In this way, you are now surrendered to Krishna. And you also surrender through the medium of the bona fide spiritual master. By following the orders of your spiritual master, that fully locks you into Krishna consciousness. When we practice Krishna consciousness and become happy, sometimes we feel that we are now more superior than the other people because we have the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Is this a manifestation of false ego or pride? You should think you're more fortunate. But if you're really plugged in, you should feel inferior to them, actually. You would be thinking, if you really plug Krishna conscious, you will think, this person has such good qualities. If he was a devotee, he'd be a much better devotee than me. That's what you really feel. He's more enthusiastic, he's more intelligent. If you're really Krishna conscious, you will actually see the good qualities in these other people, thinking, well, if they only had my good fortune, they'd be much better devotees than me. How to manifest pure love? Pure love is very simple. It's giving without any thought of return. Giving yourself to Krishna without any demands, you see. Not like that song, it's the mood of that song, you know. Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. That is not pure love. That's a business deal, you see. That is actually the mood of that song. I sang that little parody at a lecture in Malaysia. One gentleman got very angry. I sing that to my kids every night. How you can make fun of that song? But I pointed out the actual lyrics. He said, yeah, actually it does have kind of a material mood to it. Now he chants Hare Krishna. He's becoming a devotee of ISKCON. Hare Bol. Okay. Within this conditioned state, how to perform devotional service perfectly. You just follow instructions. You see, we're not realized, but you just follow the instructions of the spiritual master. That's all. You do what the spiritual master says. That's how we became fixed up. We did whatever Prabhupada said, you know. He said, get up early, you get up early. He said, don't eat meat. Whatever the guru says, you do it. And by following his instructions, even though you're not now perfect, that you'll become perfect. And an interesting point in this connection is this. Prabhupada said, it's amazing, he said, I am not perfect, but my perfection is I'm following the perfect. So what is our positions? If Prabhupada said, I'm not perfect, what is our position? You understand? We are not perfect, but our perfection is when we follow the instructions of the perfect. That's how we become perfect. I am a dirty elephant. I clean myself and get dirty again and again. What to do? Stop rolling in the dirt. That's all. Chant Hare Krishna and don't roll in the dirt. And you'll be fine. How can I understand that I can simultaneously connect with Krishna? Oh, I already answered that one. Why anartas exist in Vrindavan? Because you're not really in Vrindavan. You're only in the shadow of Vrindavan. When you have anartas, you're in the shadow of Vrindavan. When the anartas go away, then you're actually entering Vrindavan. So we have to not be in the shadow. We have to be in Vrindavan by cleaning all that crud out. If you got crud in your heart, flush it down. Flush it out, you see. When the stool is there in the toilet, do you smell it? Do you eat it? Do you touch it? No, you flush it. Get rid of it. So your anartas are stool in your heart. Flush it. And how do you flush it? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. For serving Guru, is it better to serve physically or to serve in separation? Actually, serving in separation is the highest ecstasy. Prabhupada said, to be separated from the Guru is a greater ecstasy than to be in his physical presence. So the idea is this. When you have the opportunity for the physical presence of your Guru, you take advantage of it to help you be more connected when you're separated from him. Just like when Prabhupada was here, we all took every opportunity we could to be with Prabhupada. I only got about 5 or 6 times to be with him, but they're the greatest treasure of my life, those moments I had. And I'll be talking about that tomorrow, and I'll be giving a remembrance of Prabhupada at 5 p.m. in Prabhupada's room tomorrow afternoon. So I'll be giving my Prabhupada memories then. But this is, you take every opportunity you can to be in the physical presence of your Guru so that when you're separated from him, those memories will help you to be connected. Okay. Japa or Vaishnava service, which is more important? Well, Prabhupada has ordered us to chant japa, so that's also Vaishnava service. I know one devotee, he was very eager to always do service, but he wouldn't chant any rounds at all. You see, that doesn't work. He was very, anytime service, super enthused, but he didn't want to chant any rounds at all. That doesn't work. You need to balance it. You should get up early in the morning and chant very good, intense quality rounds, and then do service all day for the devotees after you finish your rounds. The degree of intensity of the feeling of separation from the Lord depends on how well you know and how much you love Krishna. Krishna says, me no one knows. As neophytes deeply conditioned, how can we genuinely love Krishna? Well, just hanker to love Krishna. If I have no love for Krishna, then desire. I must develop that feeling of love for Krishna. It's like I remember Jai Pataka Swami gave a lecture many years ago in Dallas. Very nice lecture. He was saying that if you can't cry for Krishna, then cry to cry for Krishna. And if you can't cry to cry for Krishna, then cry to cry to cry for Krishna. And if you can't cry to cry to cry for Krishna, cry to cry to cry to cry for Krishna. In this way, find your level where you can cry out to Krishna. You see. And then you'll be properly situated on that pathway. How to have purity of thoughts, words, and actions in our daily life always? Well, and you have to tune really in the early morning, you know. You got to get yourself properly fixed. And the morning program is a time to fine-tune your consciousness. You see, so your whole day remains fixed. You got to fine-tune it in the morning. How to fix our mind on Krishna for chanting good rounds? Well, there's a really good mantra given in the Upadeshamrita for this purpose. Shat Krishna Nama Charitari Sitapya Vidya Pito Patata Rasha Nashana Rochikanu Kint Vandana Nuditang Kadishai Vajushva Srami Kramadi Babat Kabula Hantri. The transcendental name, pastimes, and character of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet. It is simply wonderful that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. You want to get oriented for japa? That's a really fantastic verse to remind you that this is the ultimate simply wonderful. This is the ultimate glub jamun right here. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 honey. Bhava Rupa Goswami says, carefully chanting these sweet names every day. Just do it carefully. You see, do it carefully, and I guarantee you, my dear devotees, if you'll carefully chant these sweet names every day, you are going to get gradually an awakening of prema within your hearts, and Krishna will reveal himself to you in due course of time. If the memories of past sinful activities keep coming back, we become guilty, conscious of feelings, depressed, how to overcome. I remember when I joined, we were the hippie movement and we engaged in all sinful activities. That was our lifestyle. And our mind was full of all this garbage when I moved into the temple. And it's still floating around, the memories of this and that and this rock festival and this girl and that drug and all this crud, was floating around. But I knew, here I am in the temple, now I'm getting new experiences. Vishnujan Swami's kirtans, his classes, the prasadam, the preaching adventures on the campus, so many things. Now I'm getting all these new memories and they're going to gradually squeeze out all that crud, you see. So the idea is you have to have quality Krishna conscious experiences every day. At every minute, try to have the best quality, most pure Krishna conscious experience you can have. When you hear the class, tune in. When you chant your japa, tune in. When you serve devotees, try to do it with love, not mechanically. Try to do everything in a qualitative way, and that will give you wonderful, wonderful experiences and memories which will overshadow all those ridiculous memories you had before from your previous life. So in this way, you push out the bad with the good, and you become fixed up. Any more questions? We can also take a verbal, raising the hand the old-fashioned way too. Some of my friends, devotees, speak against other devotees. How to help them? The fact is we all have a combination of good and bad qualities. That's a fact. But Prabhupada explains, devotee, he just wants to see the good in others, you see. That's a devotee. He's like a honeybee who wants to see the nectar, wants to experience the nectar. He's not like a fly looking for the stool. If all I'm doing is looking for bad qualities in the other devotees, that means I'm just puffed up, I'm trying to outthink I'm better than everyone else. That's the Kanishta Adhikari, you see. He's not going to become awakened in Krishna consciousness in this lifetime. The fact is, ye me bhakti jana parta, na me bhakti tache janaha, mad bhaktanam shaye bhaktas, te me bhakti tamamata. This is Lord Krishna speaking to Arjuna in the Adi Purana. He says, my dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas. He's not my devotee. Whoa! Krishna says, if you're my devotee, you're not my devotee. What does Krishna mean? He says, but only if you're the devotee of my devotee, then you're my devotee. So you can judge your own awakening of Krishna consciousness by how much you are devoted to the devotees. If you have no devotion, feeling of devotion for the devotees, we're talking about your guru and the devotees in general, if you don't have any feeling of devotion for them, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble because you're not accepted by Krishna. He doesn't accept you. You're not my devotee. I don't care if you have tilak, a dhoti, a sari, neck beads. You're just a kali chela if you're not devoted to my devotees. So we have to learn that art, you see. How to be devoted to the devotees. That's what will give us the recognition of Krishna, and that's our ticket back to home, back to Godhead. What is a better way to chant japa? To listen to the sound or to try to cultivate the mood and feelings to Krishna? We'll let the bell ring. I'd rather not try to outshout the bell. A wonderful bell. All respect to the bell. That bell is not different from Krishna. It's by hearing that bell we're becoming purified. So, Prabhupada said, that try to feel the presence of Krishna. If you can't do that, fix your mind on the name. So what should I do? The thing is, actually you can do both at the same time. You should absorb yourself in the sound vibration of Krishna's name, understanding this is Krishna himself. So do both simultaneously. Some of my friends... Oh yeah, we got answered that one, okay. Sometimes we are very much enthused to serve the guru, but if we have a fear that instead of serving, I might spoil everything, what should be done in such a case? I remember we had that experience in Austin back in 71. Prabhupada had written me a letter. He said he volunteered, he wanted to come to our temple and preach at the university. That was really enlightening. Our temple president said, no, we may make some opera, we shouldn't invite Prabhupada. Whoa! What an opportunity. Prabhupada actually wrote me a letter saying he wanted to come, and the temple president said no. Whew! What a mistake. I mean, can you imagine? Okay, we're not pure devotees, we're going to make a mistake, but Prabhupada's very merciful. You know, we might do something wrong when he comes. But hey, I mean, that's not the mood. You should be very enthusiastic to do your very best, knowing your guru is very kind. And if you make some mistake, he's not going to kick you out of the movement. You know, I mean, you should be very eager to serve your spiritual master and understanding, I'll do my level best, and whatever chastisement I get for goofing up, special mercy to help me become a better servant. So that's the right move. As we know that Lord Shiva is also a devotee of Krishna, so should people approach Lord Shiva and become his devotee, or automatically Shiva's devotees by becoming Krishna's devotees. Automatically. Lord Shiva is most pleased, he's more pleased with the Krishna bhaktas than even his own followers, you see. Actually, here in Vrindavan, we worship Shiva in Gopeshvara. He was the security guard for the Rasa Leela. So Lord Shiva is automatically worshipable as a part of Krishna's transcendental pastimes for us. Okay, whatever we are is because of the mercy of Guru and Krishna. There is no basis of being proud. Still, we are proud at petty things, how to overcome this. Whatever you have success, whatever you can do properly in Krishna consciousness, never take credit for it. Always give credit to Guru and Vaishnavas. Prabhupada did this, you see. He said, they say that I have done something wonderful. The Swami Bhaktivedanta has done something wonderful. But actually, I have not done anything wonderful. Simply, it is all the mercy of my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He says, if I have any credit in this connection, it is simply that I have always faithfully served my spiritual master's order. That should be the mood of every disciple, you see. Whatever I can do right, it's the mercy of my spiritual master. Whatever I do wrong, I take responsibility, you see. Then you're going to be properly situated. Okay. What in real sense, Vaishnava aparad, how can we avoid fault finding of a devotee practically? You have to always appreciate the devotees. Devotees are the most appreciable persons in all the three worlds. They are living representatives of Krishna on this planet. So we have to worship and all the devotees. That's actually Narottam Das Thakur has taught us that in his song, Nama Sankirtan. Ananda Balohari Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majaye of Man. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna, worship the holy Dham called Vrindavan, and always be absorbed in worshiping the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. Not just my Guru, but all Vaishnavas are worshipable. You see, this is a very important thing. Otherwise, we'll split up into so many little guru sects. We have maybe 100 gurus now. If only your guru is worshipable, then ISKCON will fall apart eventually into hundreds of little sects. But we have to worship all Vaishnavas. You see, every guru is wonderful. Every Vaishnava is wonderful. This is the mood that Narottam Das is teaching us. How to overcome the 10th offense, not to have complete faith in the holy name and to maintain material attachments. Well, you just have to get rid of these material attachments. It's very easy. You just become more and more attached to Krishna, and these material attachments will fade away. They're really insignificant. They're not a very important thing. Just become more and more attached to Krishna. That's all. So now this is the last question. How can we develop the most loving relationship with all Vaishnavas, especially with our God brothers? Or from where we can get this intelligence of seeing what will please the Vaishnavas? This is a very nice question. By actually engaging in Krishna conscious activities, that it will naturally happen. Have kirtan together, talk about Krishna together, machchita madgata prana bodhiyantak padaspadam katiyantashtamam najamtashanticham ramanticha. In this way, you see, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. So engage in Krishna conscious activities with the devotees. That will actually bring you, that will naturally bring wonderful loving feelings with the devotees. My God, my Vartma Pradarshaka Guru, Vishnu Jan Swami, he said, we should always be in the embracing mood. Of course, that's not between men and women, but between women to women and men to men. Always that embracing mood, you see. Always that. And even that mood is there for all the devotees, but we only manifest it physically with the same sex. You see. But that mood of embracing mood is very important. That loving mood, loving exchange mood. We always want to be in that mood because that is a symptom of how we are becoming more and more awakened in Krishna consciousness. The more we have that embracing mood of loving our God brothers, loving the God sisters, loving all the devotees, the more this love can actually be manifested in our hearts, that is a symptom that we're actually becoming Krishna conscious. So we'll go ahead and stop here. I'm just delighted that you all came today for class. And it's been really wonderful being here with all of you. May all of you become fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness and very soon have the awakening of pure love of God within your hearts. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanande.